Now that the Senate has denied initial operating funds for the prison, the fate of the $240 million facility is questionable. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the Senate Finance Committee is betting that the budget slash will spotlight concerns about the prison's operating costs, but the panel hasn't laid all its cards on the table just yet.
A Senate Finance Committee recommendation not to go ahead with $3.6 million in operating funds for the prison for the next fiscal year has been approved. That's the money State Corrections needs to begin phasing in prison operations when it opens its doors next year. Senator Johnny Ellis says the Senate's move is aimed at prompting an audit of the prison's operating costs.
I have achieved my goal of having greater attention on the whole issue and getting an audit going. I think most members of the public would think, yeah, we need to know how the public has been served or not served by this project.
Ellis admits he and others now concerned about the prison voted in favor of SB 65, the 2004 bill sponsored by then-Senator Lyda Green, which authorized the facility. But after years of planning and many months of public hearings on the prison site, state legislators are questioning the amount of money that it will cost annually to operate the facility, about $71 million.
We knew it would cost something more because of the higher costs in Alaska of doing business, but I think that the final figure was shocking to Senator Stedman in particular. You know, I don't think the executive branch did the best job over the last 7 years of keeping us informed. There are a number of us who think that the Mat-Su borough, you know, I felt taken advantage of on the utility costs.
Under the agreement with the borough, which paid construction costs, the state will lease the facility for 25 years and pay operating costs. But the eventual prison site complicated the deal.
The boosters of the projects portrayed to us that Mat-Su had open arms. They wanted the prison. Now, the location seemed to become a sticky issue further down the road during the public hearing process. But when it was a bill before the legislature, Mat-Su, you know, pounded the drum and said, we want the prison.
Last year, it was revealed that constructing sewer and water lines to the rural prison would up maintenance costs.
We paid to have the electricity extended from its last point out to the site. We paid for a corridor for NSTAR natural gas line to be extended. And then with the sewer and water, that's where matters became much more complicated.
That's Leslie Houston, director of Department of Corrections Administrative Services. Corrections officials say they have kept lawmakers abreast of prison costs and operating fees.
One of the requirements of Senate Bill 65, the Department of Corrections will pay an annual lease to the borough to offset their debt service. And the cost of that annual lease is $17.8 million. We started in, I believe, February or March of 2009. We have made two payments to the borough of $17.8 million for the lease purchase of the facility.
Houston says prison costs per bed are within the provisions of SB 65, which allowed for inflation. She says that even with inflation, costs per bed come in under the allowable cap. Ellis snorts that legal advice given under a past state administration is now under scrutiny.
They are barely under, based on their calculation that was the most favorable interpretation by the executive branch or the Attorney General's office for the Department of Corrections. So it's a close call for sure.
He says additionally, lawmakers are concerned that the prison program in general did not include strengthening corrections capabilities in rural communities, specifically Bethel. Despite the Senate's high-profile prison budget slash, the House version of the budget retains the $3.6 million for prison operations. Ellis says the next step is negotiation between the Senate and the House on the final version of the state budget.
And I believe that there will be adequate funds to open Goose Creek on time.
He says the public deserves a closer look into the prison costs, and an audit will help do that. I'm Ellen Lockyer.